Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Man came up to MTA police outside Penn Station last night to tell them he'd been stabbed. By the time they got him to Bellevue, he was dead. Darius Ratzius with more from outside Penn Station this morning. Darius?
Well, cops say it happened here at Penn Station near 7th Avenue and West 33rd Street where an MTA officer was approached by a man who said he was stabbed. A 36-year-old man was rushed to Bellevue Hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police described the man as appearing to be homeless and said that he was stabbed in the chest at around 6 last night. Cops are still investigating. Darius Ratzius, 1010 Winds, live at Penn Station.
Cops got a call around 10 last night about a man who was shot in front of 1521 Westchester Avenue in the Soundview section of the Bronx. When they got there, they found 22-year-old Jeffrey Jimenez. He was taken to Jacoby Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. No word yet on who shot him or why. A police officer from Newark is in big trouble. So is his mom.
Prosecutors say 25-year-old Louis Santiago was off duty when he struck 29-year-old Damian Dimka on New Jersey's Garden State Parkway. Instead of rendering aid or getting help, prosecutors say Santiago left the scene several times before finally loading Dimka's body into his Honda, taking it home, where he allegedly discussed with his mom what he should do. Now Santiago's mother is facing charges, as is a passenger in his car. Prosecutors say it was when Santiago's father, a Newark police lieutenant, came home that 911 was called.
Correspondent Chuck Sievertson, Santiago facing at least 10 charges, including reckless vehicular homicide. The NYPD is happy to report that one of the two cops shot by a career criminal on Wednesday night is already out of the hospital. That would be a female officer, an Air Force veteran with 1 year on the NYPD, who was shot twice in the arm. The other officer, an 8-year veteran, who was shot in the right armpit, is still in St. Barnabas Hospital, as is the suspect, who was also shot by the female officer. No names yet on the officers or the suspect. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and the question this Black Friday is not so much how deep the discounts are going to be. It's more, is the item you want going to be there with all the supply chain issues? Nevertheless, retailers are expecting a very green Christmas.
Industry experts expect record-breaking sales this holiday season. The National Retail Federation predicts an increase as much as 10.5% compared with last year. Senior Director Catherine Cullen.
We're expecting, you know, at least 158 million shoppers. Those are people who are already planning to shop.
Cullen says many don't plan to wait until Friday.
A lot of retailers offer their deals across, you know, their mobile channels, across their e-commerce sites, as well as in stores. And so there's a little less pressure for consumers to sort of line up the way they may have in the past.
The big question, whether supply shortages, higher prices, and staffing issues might leave shoppers disappointed. I'm Ben Thomas.
Well, this seems statistically unlikely. Three lottery tickets bought at the same store on the Upper West Side this week all hit the jackpot. The tickets are collectively worth $8.3 million. New York lottery officials say they don't know if the tickets for the Wednesday night drawing were bought together or if this was just wild coincidence at the appropriately named Lucky Choice convenience store at 72nd and Columbus. The people working at the store say they don't know either. The odds of getting even one winning ticket are 1 in 45 million, so you do the math on the odds of getting three out of the same store for the same drawing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.